Announcer. Good evening and welcome to another Cooking with Jeff Goldblum, or rather, hello for the first and final time. It's midnight, the clocks are all asleep, and we're cooking with Jeff Goldblum. Now give a warm witching hour hiss to the man himself, Jeff Goldblum! Jeff Goldblum enters and crosses the room in big lanky strides until he reaches the cooking space, pushes his glasses up his nose, smiles, puts his hand on the wooden counter, takes in the audience and the noise of their hissing and cheers. Announcer. So, Jeff Goldblum, what are you preparing for us tonight? We're all hungry. We're all waiting. I have my bib on. I love you. Jeff Goldblum pulls up a basket from under the counter. An overhead camera shows the audience that the basket is full of mushrooms, homely, white and brown things with little flecks of dirt on their warm-looking nubs and gills. Announcer, wow, look at those lads! Jeff Goldblum pulls up a large stock pot and puts it on the stovetop, then shows the audience inside his sleeve. There is nothing. He shows the other sleeve. Nothing. He waves his hands and claps. Suddenly, he is holding a peeled shallot. He begins chopping this on the counter. He minces it very finely and puts it in the stock pot. He lights the flame under the stock pot and sweats the shallot. Then he produces a jug of vegetable stock. Announcer, is that vegetable stock? Nice. Can't have soup without a liquid, I always say. It can be any liquid. If you have any liquid, you have imminent soup. Jeff Goldblum pours the vegetable stock over the sweated shallot and adds a bay leaf and some cracked pepper. He begins to chop up the mushrooms. An overhead camera shows his hands holding the mushrooms carefully. He chops each mushroom with consideration of its size and form so that the resulting pieces are more or less the same size. Announcer. Battle to the death! Jeff Goldblum turns down the flame under the stock pot and adds the mushrooms by great handfuls. He stirs the mixture. The quantity of mushroom is greater than the quantity of stock. Once the stirring is done, he puts a lid on the stock pot and stands in a pose. This pose changes slowly over the course of approximately 25 minutes as Jeff Goldblum mimics Michelangelo's David, Rodin's The Thinker, a generic version of Heracles, several more sculptures, a Giacometti, and with a startling chrome finish, Koons's Rabbit. Announcer, looks like that soup's ready. We're hungry, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum nods, takes a ladle and begins stirring the soup. He pulls out the bay leaf and discards it. He opens a brandy bottle and tips a little in, then produces a stick blender, blending the soup to a creamy finish. A pair of black opera-gloved hands reach over across the stage, far longer than the span of a human arm, and hand him a stack of bowls. He begins ladling the soup into the bowls. Announcer, yes, salvation is here, folks. Jeff Goldblum carries bowls on a large tray out into the audience. The camera pans round. The studio is full of all kinds of strange figures, some like blue-gray vapor with eyes, others harried-looking men from early 18th-century comics, a stick figure, still more contemporary humans in jeans and t-shirts that say, "Cooking with Jeff Goldblum and me" on them. Everyone takes a bowl. Even the person who appears to be a mushroom, they eat heartiest of all. Jeff goes back to the stage with two bowls. He looks up. Announcer. What is this? What is this? Jeff Goldblum, still looking up, beckons. Announcer descends from the ceiling, a creature of gold and whalebone corsetry. Jeff Goldblum waits until the announcer has a spoon and bowl in hand, then picks up his own bowl and begins to drink from it directly and purposefully. Announcer. Begins soup, finishes soup, places his bowl back down, and in a voice both similar to and remote from the voice they had used earlier, spun with strange threads of intent, addresses the camera. And that's all of Jeff Goldblum for tonight. Now back to our regular programming. This was not a test. When the bell chimes, please leave your home through the front door, making sure to help anyone in the household who needs assistance, but leaving any bags and shoes behind. Thank you. Godspeed. Jeff Goldblum waves, smiling, steps back into a pool of darkness.